and 1846 marked the inauguration of the Ludwig Danube Main Canal. But the canal could only be run at a profit for a very short space of time, couldn't it? I mean, rail transport was just more efficient and cheaper.
Well, it's no wonder. I mean, by no means did shipping traffic run smoothly. The goods had to be constantly unloaded and reloaded. The main ships were too flat to pass along the canal, and the Rhine and Danube ships were too wide, and the small canal boats had too much depth for the River Main.
If we're lucky, we'll see a barge or two going through the locks today. The locks attendant's hut is still here. It's quaint, isn't it?
The only barges and boats that come along here now belong to holidaymakers, people who spend their free time on them, and those belonging to fishermen. There's not much remaining of what the canal once was.
Well, let's go to the fulling mill a few steps further on, then.